Hello, this is Scott DeVore. I'm the athletic trainer for Baltimore area. I've been here for 27 years, here to discuss important information for your student athlete with regard to injury care, injury management for the school year. One of the main things is having good communication between the athletes, the parents, and coaching staff. And the utmost importance, the safety of your student athlete is the most important thing. First off, just discussing some of the policies we have here at Baltimore area. The Baltimore area injury policy. With this policy, all athletes and coaches must report all injuries to the licensed athletic training staff. This could be something that happens at a game, happens at home, an away game, a home game, practices as well. This is just to protect your student athlete. So for their safety, for the liability of the school district, and for the good of the program. So it's important to know that. So if an athlete does become injured, I will contact you, let you know if it's a significant injury. So if somebody's had a strain, significant, maybe a concussion, you'll get contacted within a few hours or within a few minutes, depending upon the severity of the injury. If an athlete does get injured, has to be sent to a physician. We have return to play policy also. With return to play policy, the athlete needs to have a written note from the doc. We can accept any notes from physicians that are DO and MD, but we do not accept any notes from a chiropractor or a physical therapist. But it's important to have the have written documentation, written release from the doc saying that the athlete can return to play. Or return to certain activities that is required. So if they were going to come to a day to play a game and want to participate without a note, they would not be allowed to participate. I can make arrangements within certain times to contact a physician and get a verbal communication from the doc to allow them to play, and then a written verification within 24 hours for them to participate. So. The other policy we have here is just general concussion management. With concussion management, anytime an athlete gets a concussion, first off, they'll be evaluated with a SCAT form. It's used nationally. And that will determine if they have a concussion or not. All athletes are actually tested preseason with a baseline test every 2 to 3 years. We do this on a through C3 Logics on an iPad. This will give us a guideline and a gauge of where their baseline levels were. But the SCAT will also show us where the symptoms are, the amount of symptoms, and where the athlete is sitting at this point. Once the athlete's been evaluated, they'll be removed from play. They'll be evaluated for their symptoms again. They'll be sent to a physician. The physician will have to okay the phasic return to play. Before we start the phasic return to play, we will do another C3 test to see if they're at baseline, and they have to be asymptomatic at that time as well. And then we'll put them through the program, and the doctor will have to sign off, the physician will have to sign off on the end of their phasic program. As far as the physician referrals, that's something we can facilitate for you. If you ask us to send you somewhere, we can do that for you. Also, we also have an opportunity to do some extra treatments at Dreher in the morning. I'm in the morning at Dreher between 7 and 11 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So there's an opportunity to do other treatments then to try to get them back a little quicker to their sport. If you need to contact me at all, my cell number is 814-574-1524. My clinic number at the Bellefonte Dreher is 814-355-5660. You can also email me at scottdevo, S-C-O-T-D-E-V-O, at gmail.com. Or you can text me on my cell as well. Again, the most important thing is your athlete's safety. I love your kids as much as I do my own, and know that I'm in constant communication with the administration, with the coaching staff, an athletic director as well. One thing we also do as well is we do an injury report daily. So the coach will be updated daily if your child becomes injured, and they'll know exactly where they are allowed to participate at this point in time. Thank you for everything, and that's hoping, praying for a great year. God bless. Bye-bye.